Good morning, Layla. Could you just start us off by describing the mood where you are?
I mean, here in Jerusalem, also in Tel Aviv, it is not the bustling city it usually is. There is quiet here, tension, people in their homes, because there is a war.
And Layla, back here in Washington, D.C., last night, hundreds of people gathered to show support for the victims of the Hamas attacks and also to take comfort in each other.
My name is Hunter Benson. My first reaction was just very heartbroken and distraught.
My name is Matthew Gever. A lot of emotions, feeling upset, angry, sad, just tired. It's hard because it just feels like it's not going to stop for a while. And after a while, just kind of go numb.
Miguel Tablum felt profound sadness and anger because we find ourselves again here after all this time with needless loss of life for absolutely no reason.
It's easy to get caught up in anger and hate and emotion, but just remember everyone on all sides is a human being somewhere with a family, and just remember that before you start demonizing.
The vigil was held at the synagogue of the Addis Israel congregation. Among those who turned out were Samantha Goldstein, Robin Weiner, and Yosh Halberstam.
I'm seeing terrible reports of just barbaric acts, and needed to be around the community tonight for some support.
Here to support Israel, and because what's happened is just absolutely atrocious and heartbreaking.
I'm in a lot of pain, and I think what's most important for Israelis to see now is as many bodies and flags out in solidarity with them, because they're in the most painful position possible. And they're grieving, and they don't have the privilege like us to just grieve. This is the minimum that I could do, is just show up and show solidarity with them.